Harper Audio presents Stick by Elmore Leonard, performed by Frank Muller.
Chapter 1. Stick said he wasn't going if they had to pick up anything. Rainey said no, there wasn't any product in the deal, all they had to do was drop a bag. Stick said, and a guy's giving you $5,000?
It makes him feel important, Rainey said. It's how it's done. Listen, this is the big time, man. I'm taking you uptown.
Rainey told Stick he didn't even have to say a word unless the guy Chucky asked him something, which he probably would. Chucky liked to talk. He was a you-all. He talked real nice and easy, real slow, slower than you, Rainey said. Stick said he could hardly wait to meet the guy, thinking Rainey and Chucky like they were hanging around the playground. You go out to Hialeah, Calder, Rainey said, everybody out there, the cocktail waitresses, everybody, they call him just Chucky. But you go down on Southwest 8th Street, around in there, or some places down in South Miami where they used to know him on the street, anybody down there, they still call him Chucky Buck, Rainey said. It was like his street name before he moved up to his top floor condominium. Yeah, Chucky Buck. Now he went to his country club and he plays like that, he used his real name again, Chucky Gorman. He was about 40, but tried to act young. Big guy. Not real fat, but he had a weird shape for a guy, like a woman. Maybe he was even kind of a weird person. Some people thought he was a switch hitter. But a nice guy. You could jive with him, say anything you want. Chucky never got bombed or nothing. Rainey's real name was Rene Moya, light-skinned Puerto Rican and something like 1/8 Haitian from his mother's side. He drove vanloads of marijuana from Miami up the interstate to Toledo and Detroit. He weighed 130 and wore a neat little...